Star Wars 7x7 episode 3061. I know the Andor series isn't over yet, but I'm looking ahead a little bit to what's coming next, and I'd like your feedback if you don't mind. So I'll talk about what is going on in my brain about this, and then, you know, we can talk about it further after the episode goes live. And it has to do with the Willow series. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So I know we've talked about Willow and its potential connections to Star Wars in the past. This feels a little bit different than, say, Indiana Jones's connection to Star Wars. There have been Easter eggs going all the way back to when R2-D2 and C-3PO were pictured somewhere in the Well of the Souls in the original Raiders of the Lost Ark. And this playful interaction between the franchises is going on to this day. The production design team stashed the Sankara stones from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom in the back room of Luthen and Clea's antique shop. So yeah, it's fun. And I know there's a theory out there about possibly connecting the universes, and there was actually, I think if you check out the Blast Points podcast, they were talking about a thing where they were going to combine all of the Lucasfilm franchises, the Lucasverse, if you will, to borrow a term actually from Dave Filoni. But yeah, I don't feel like the way things are actually turning out right now, that the Indiana Jones is necessarily part of the Star Wars franchise, and so it doesn't necessarily make sense for us to talk about that on the show. But it might possibly be relevant for us to be talking about the Willow series on the show. So going back through Wikipedia, there was an April Fool's joke perpetrated by the folks at Lucasfilm where they put some Willow stuff into the Star Wars databank. So they started to mess with us a little bit about that. But there is reason to believe or consider that the villain in Willow, Bav Morda, if I'm saying that right, Bav Morda? Yeah, I think that's right. That character's powers very much resemble the powers that we see the Night Sisters have in the Clone Wars when that series comes out. And then Dave Filoni added more fuel to the fire of a relationship between Willow and the Star Wars universe. He did some things in various episodes that tied to Willow, but probably the most clear and direct tie that he made had to do with a character named Orphne, and that character appeared in an episode called Mercy Mission of the Clone Wars. It's season 4, episode 5. And then they did a behind the scenes video where Dave Filoni answered some fan questions. I think this happened in between a break within the season. And people wanted to know about this character, Orphne, who seemed to demonstrate force-like powers, and whether she was actually a force user. So Filoni said no, but his answer somehow surprisingly involved Willow. And so this is what Dave Filoni had to say about this character, Orphne, and about Night Sisters, and about Willow.
Orphne is not the same as Yoda. She's probably very in touch with the force, but she's not as like a Jedi. She's more into the kind of from the realm of the Mother Talzins, the magic users. There's ways to use the Force other than Sith and Jedi, but you're not really a Force wielder. You're just very in tune with nature and things come naturally. So some of her abilities that you see moving very quickly that Orphne does is just based on her physicality and the type of alien she is. And the way that she can turn seemingly into the little magic fairy ball, that's a little bit more of the kind of magic we see the Night Sisters using, but Orphne's more on the good side of it than the bad side of it. So in a way, it allows for even the world of Willow that George created, and you see some of the magic users there, the brownies and whatnot, is kind of inclusive in a way with the Star Wars universe to me, in that it's all part of the Lucas universe.
So that's what Dave Filoni has to say. And now, to go the other way and throw some cold water on this, Ron Howard, who of course directed the original Willow, was asked whether Willow was a part of the Star Wars universe, and his response is that George Lucas never said anything about that, never gave him a reason to think that that was the case. But of course, George Lucas is no longer involved with the Enterprise, at least not in any directional way. John Kasdan is running things for Willow. He is, of course, the son of Larry Kasdan and the co-writer of Solo, A Star Wars Story. And you have to imagine that Dave Filoni has been involved in this somewhere, whether it's just purely on a consultative basis or whether he became even more involved with any writing aspects of things. Like, ugh. Obviously, we don't know the answer to that now, but I find it hard to believe that he would not have had something to say about the development of the Willow series as it progressed. So basically where I stand is, on the one hand, Ron Howard seems to be sure that it is not involved in the Star Wars universe, but Dave Filoni has ideas about how they might be connected. And so what I'm wondering from you is, should we cover the Willow series here on Star Wars 7x7 as if it may potentially be part of the Star Wars universe, or should we leave it alone until such time as we are given conclusive evidence that it is part of the Star Wars universe? I would love to hear from you on this topic. I'm not really sure where I'm falling on this, so I'm not necessarily pushing for one result or the other. I would very much like to know what you think. So chime in wherever you are having the opportunity to do so. If you're seeing this on YouTube, leave a comment and let me know. If you're getting the audio version, head to the blog post at sw7x7.com for this episode, or hit me up on Twitter, assuming it's still running, at sw7x7podcast. I would love to know what you think. And that is going to do it for this episode of the show. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Seven is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.